I know you might be feeling a little naive right now, maybe a tad overwhelmed by how forward I've been with you so far. Maybe to you, I'm just that handsome, older, experienced man who caught your eye, flirted with you a bit, and paid attention to you out of pity or spite. And you probably convinced yourself I won't bother to get to know the real you, that you're simply willing to be used for a fuck, that's it. And someday I'd move on to someone who has real potential, depth. See, I'm guessing that most men you've met, selfish and incredibly stupid men, I should clarify, are okay with treating you that way, not caring about your feelings or your future, ignoring the fact that these moments play into your romantic history and shape your future relationships. And they've given you shady excuses and generally lie, but shady or not, they don't give you confidence in yourself. But I want you to think about that for a second, though. What do you really know about guys like me? Or more specifically, about me? Maybe you didn't think that you'd be my type, but you'd be mistaken because, let's face it, age is just a number. And like you, I wouldn't judge your character based on the amount of romantic experience you think you've had in life, whether it's too much or too little in your eyes. Look, don't you know I think you're sexy? That your body does things to me that nobody else can? Late at night, it's all I can think about. And honestly, I don't give a fuck about what my friends, my family would say. Start with us. Start with you and me. You know, I'm not planning on living forever, but as old as you think I am, baby, to me, that's experience you can't find with someone your age. Certainly, I've been with people my age. Older, too. And even though you don't know exactly what you're looking for yet, I can show you passion, romance, intimacy, in all the right ways. So why would I waste my time with anyone else? Because I already know you want me to take things slow. To make you wait for me to make a move. You already knew that, though, didn't you? Deep down inside, you could tell by the way I've stared at you, shifting my weight, fidgeting a bit while I've been talking to you. You don't just overwhelm me with your beauty. You make it really hard to concentrate on anything else. What, you don't believe me? I can prove it. These are all the things I appreciate about your beautiful, perfect body. From head to toe. Your hair. A little messy, a little unpredictable, but always beckoning my touch, always soft. And whether you wear it up or down, the lingering scent of your scalp after I've pressed my lips against your head is wonderful. Your smile. I don't even know where to begin on this one. The fact that I can hear it before it happens. The corners of your mouth pursing. You sharply inhaling and your soft lips parting to show me just a glint of your teeth. When you smile, really smile with your heart, your smile so big, so pure, it makes my heart soar. And when your smile turns into that infectious, sexy laugh, and then calms back down into a plaintive, warm smile, I'll have to come back to this. Your eyes, the way we stare at each other, warm, caring, needy, I can tell exactly what you're thinking with a single glance, a blink, even while you're sleeping. I'm dreaming about those eyes. What those eyes see in me. What I see inside you when I look at you. I'm delighted when we captivate each other's attention. Your ears. They're so soft. They're so touchable. So sensitive. From a whisper to a scream. I always looked forward to tracing my fingers around the edges while you rested on your side. Tucking your hair behind them and blowing soft air across. Taking your earlobe in my mouth. So soft, so warm. Your lips. You don't realize just how kissable those are, right? I couldn't anticipate just what they would feel like after our long talks, our traded smiles and giggles. Even before we kissed, I'd see you licking them temptingly, glistening with your saliva. Tugging on them with your top teeth in a hesitant bite. That wild uncertainty. Finally broken when I got to experience your mouth for the first time. Your neck, delicate, soft, sensitive too, reacting to my touch, stroking down the surface with all 10 of my fingertips, my grip extending around the back. Necks are usually neglected, but I feel your pulse quicken with my touch. It drives me crazy. And when my eyes see the throbbing of your neck muscles, your heart pumping hard for me, it turns me on. Your breasts, they're more perfect to me. They curve in just the right ways. Feel amazing in my hands and react wonderfully to my touch. I can only hope my caresses, my soft hands delicately tracing the shadows and lines I feel, standing over you or when you're laying back. It's just too much to simply savor with my eyes and my hands. I ache to rest my head against them, to press my ear to your breastbone and listen to your heartbeat. For my lips to trace down between, then across, taking your nipples into my mouth and feeling your arousal. Your fingers and hands. I've seen them, watched them reach for me, felt them around me. To express so much desire, so deep, so familiar. They don't just touch. They say so much about how you experience your life as a hands-on kind of person. Not just going for what you want, but reaching for it. And when I feel you reach for me, your hands on my body, I can only hope to touch you as perfectly as you touch me. Your hips. Wonderful to hold. They just belong in my hands. But sometimes the toughest decision I have to make from here is which way my hands should go next, down to your thighs or up against the sides of your torso. Maybe behind you to cradle your ass and pull you closer to me. Or perhaps in front, my thumbs tracing down your pelvis. Still with you. It's not the worst decision I have to make, is it? Your thighs. When my hands, my lips, my grip finally make it here, I have to admit, I lose it a bit. The skin, soft, tender, smooth. So much to explore. Nails tracing straight lines down to your knees, then up the back to grip your ass firmly. Whether or not you realize it, it brings me to my knees, even when I'm laying next to you, feeling them wrap around me, strong and tense, feeling them shiver and shake with my touch. They amaze me. Your legs. From toes to calves, I ache to keep up with you. Walking side by side, our hands clasped. I listen for your footsteps, hearing you approach, waiting to see you stride your way in, and I'm already on my knees for you. Kissing down your shins across to your ankles. You carry yourself all day, and once I get you off your feet, my hands reach to caress your arches, stretching and stroking between your toes. You're always nervous I'm going to tickle them or self-conscious about how they might look, but don't you know how much I like the way they feel resting in the palms of my hands? Your pussy. Here's the softest skin of all. I save it as long as I can because I know I'm going to spend the most time appreciating its beauty. Not just in the way it feels around my cock, which is amazing. Or the warmth that seems to pulse from between your legs all the time. It's so much more to me. My spine shudders when I peel your panties off. Finally getting to see you again, just like the first time you showed me. And when your skin senses my touch, my fingers gyrating softly against your clit, well, there's no turning back at this point. Your skin, never rough, never unfamiliar to me. I know all the spots you like to be touched, even though I'm still learning just exactly how to touch it all the right way. But the way it reacts to my touch, feeling the blood rushing to the surface, watching you blush, the warmth radiating my touch inches up from your feet or down from your shoulders, meeting you in the middle, but never, ever losing contact with you. When you're clothed, you make me come undone, thinking about unzipping, unbuttoning, stripping all your layers off until I can see you. Your taste. Not where you'd expect. It's everywhere. Yes, along the surface of your skin, within your lips, tucked away in the corners of your mouth. And, of course, when my fingers feel your wetness, slick between my fingertips, I can't keep myself from bringing them to my lips. More than just a flavor I could find anywhere, it's the essence of you when I look at you from head to toe. Your scent. From your sweet-smelling hair, the soft, familiar warmth of your hands, sweet fragrance of the nape of your neck. Even the smell of your sweat-soaked skin sends me into a spiral. Every opportunity to have you near me gives me another chance to inhale you, to take you in, reminding me of just how distracting and desperate you make me feel. Your taste makes my mouth water, but the way you overwhelm my sense of smell, I hunger for it. Your touch. I had been waiting, admiring you for so long, wondering how your body feels. And I quickly realized it's not just how I get to touch you. It's about how amazing it feels to be in your arms, caressed by your hands, kissed by those lips, pinned by those legs. When you lay next to me, pressing your heart to mine, closer than anyone can be to each other. Your voice. If I wasn't already over the edge, your amazingly sexy, funny, flirtatious, intriguing, arousing, perfect voice. A combination of everything I like in a woman. You say exactly what's on your mind. You tell me what you want. You don't waste time. But it isn't just about what you say that draws me in. It's how you breathe, how your lips form the words. It's the whole picture. When you say what you want and your body puts it in motion. And my body, fuck. I'm floored by the effect your voice has on me. When you gasp between kisses. When you feel my fingers pressed against your clit, reacting with a moan. Even when it's muffled by my hand over your mouth, it's wonderful. I do everything I can in my power to keep from begging you for more. And you always give me more, from head to toe. There is no young or old when we make love. We share the same heat, the same energy, identical passion, all of these details culminating into something that nobody else has. It's ours. It's something I'll never take for granted, and as far as I'm concerned, it all starts and ends with you.